This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Over the weekend, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warned this will not be a peaceful summer in Iraq, and more U.S. troops may be needed there. And today, there were more clashes between Iraqis and American soldiers. Early this morning, a group of Iraqis fired rocket-propelled grenades at a U.S. military convoy in Baghdad, killing one soldier and wounding six. Meantime, today there was this warning from the foreign minister of Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah said the U.S. must not forget about his country.
The United States cannot afford failure in Afghanistan. After all, this is a challenge between the international community as a whole and tiny little groups of terrorists.
That's Afghan Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah. The full interview with him can be heard tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Tom Jelton. Tom, Foreign Minister Abdullah has been saying that the United States could lose credibility around the world if it doesn't do more to help rebuild Afghanistan. Are there lessons from Afghanistan for the U.S. challenge in Iraq?
There are indeed, Melissa. There is a common element here. It's how well this government is doing in handling the post-war aspects of an operation. In both Afghanistan and Iraq, the major military operations themselves were fairly successful and impressive. But what Abdullah Abdullah and others are now saying is that the United States has not done enough to provide security and stability in the aftermath of the war there. And as a result, there's a danger that Afghanistan could slip back into chaos and disorder and once again provide a breeding ground for Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. And in Iraq, what we see right now is once again a very messy post-war situation. There was a big controversy, you know, over whether there were enough forces for going into Iraq for the military campaign. The answer to that now, in hindsight, is yes. But the second question is whether there are enough forces to secure the peace, enough, that is, to handle the work of occupying Iraq. And a lot of people are now saying that U.S. forces in Iraq right now are stretched dangerously thin.
Tom, we've heard statements in the past few days from Secretary Rumsfeld and others in the administration that suggest the going may get even tougher in Iraq over the coming weeks. What are they envisioning might be happening this summer?
Well, Melissa, there's been a very noticeable change of tone in the past week or so here. Remember, about 10 days ago, President Bush himself said enough U.S. troops were present in Iraq to handle the work there. He even seemed to challenge the resistance group, saying, bring them on. Then last week, you saw a very different tone from the president, with him acknowledging there are security issues in Iraq, as he said. And from Secretary Rumsfeld, just last week, he publicly disputed a statement by General Tommy Franks, who commanded the Iraq War, that the current U.S. force in Iraq would need to be sustained at the same level for the foreseeable future. Now, just yesterday, as you quoted, Rumsfeld said there could be more attacks, and for the first time he said it may be necessary to send more U.S. troops there. And the reason that he seems to have changed his tune on this is that U.S. officials are now saying that the attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq are showing increased coordination and sophistication. Until now, administration officials have said there hadn't been a lot of coordination in those incidents.
And if there is more coordination, as they say, what would that mean?
Well, basically what it means is what had been local attacks appear now to be organized or coordinated on a regional basis. That means that there is a trend toward more cohesion. And if that tendency continues, the next thing you'll see is the attacks will become coordinated on a national basis. This would be much more threatening. It'll become a much more sophisticated opponent, less of a harassment thing, and a real threat to U.S. forces.
Tom, the other sensitive issue is the question of whether the administration exaggerated the intelligence on Iraq's weapons program to build its case for war. The White House now says the president should not have said in his State of the Union speech that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Africa. What do you think, Tom? Is this issue now settled?
Well, the White House certainly hopes so. But there is another issue here, which is whether the White House should have acknowledged doing wrong by pressuring the CIA to let the president say the things that he ultimately said. The CIA has acknowledged it should not have let the president say those things. We still haven't heard whether the White House feels responsible for having put too much pressure on the CIA.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Tom Jelton at the Pentagon.